This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. While many music festivals in Michigan have canceled, Concert of Colors normally occurs this time of year, but is revamping itself for a broadcasting and live streaming version this coming October 7th through 10th. The Detroit-based Concert of Colors is a whole ethos, presenting a range of acts spotlighting the full power base of the region's musical community, curated by Don Was. It's a who's who of folks you need to know. From household names like Martha Reeves and Mitch Ryder to international stars and local talent. And it's possible that its message carries more punch than ever this year. With us today are the show's founder, Ishmael Ahmed. Ishmael, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And Andalisi is with us too, the host of Essential Music on WDET, which is one of the channels carrying the special on July 12th this year.
Thank you for having me.
We should mention that Ishmael's show, This Island Earth, is also a staple of WDET broadcasts. So before we talk about the present reality that all concert programmers are dealing with, Ishmael, could you share with folks who may not be as familiar how Concert of Colors got started?
Well, Concert of Colors started out with a bunch of different things. Its predecessor was something called Rock Against Racism, where we would go into neighborhoods where the Klan was using music to organize in Detroit and bring in a bunch of bands of color to win over young people. And then later, New Detroit wanted to bring together the communities of color. And at that time was Black and White. New Detroit was started after the 1967 rebellion to bring those that have and those that don't together. So it had been a Black and White coalition until I actually was the first person of Arab background to join New Detroit. And I was the vice chair of New Detroit at the time and also the head of its racial justice committee. And I was asked to try to find a way to bring together the different communities of color, Asian, Native American, and others. So we started doing things in the neighborhoods, and they were hugely successful, and they were organized by all of us. And so they represented the different communities, and the turnout represented that. Then we were asked by Mary Young to do it at Shane Park, and then it officially became the Concert of Colors 28 years ago and expanded hugely to include every ethnic community, all kinds of music. Then Don Was joined us about 12 years ago, and we developed a Detroit emphasis. So a lot of music from Detroit, but from all over the world.
Why was it important for the concert to go forward this year?
Well, it's our 28th year, and it's become a beloved festival in Detroit, a real part of Detroit in bad times and good. In particular, it focuses not only on diversity, but questions of community and justice. And so this year in particular has a super value. And we at first were going to just put it off for a year. But as we looked at it, the people at the DIA, which now house the Concert of Colors, as does Culture Source, suggested maybe doing it virtual. And at first I thought that's a bad idea. There's so much virtual stuff. A lot of it's not very good. And it's mostly streamed. It has fairly small audiences generally. But then I talked to Rich Homburg at PBS, WTVS, Channel 56, and he really liked the idea. And DIA had a little money to do it there. And then we talked to the folks at WDET, and we got a simulcast for 4 days, 8 hours, 2 hours a day in prime time. So it's not just being streamed on YouTube, which it will be, but it will be on a major television station and a major radio station.
And I know that you're something of a connoisseur of this emerging new world of online live music streams. How do you think about the way to make this happen in a way that does cut through the noise and doesn't become, you know, just another streamed event that maybe people are checked into or maybe not?
Well, the fact that Don Was is so passionate about it And given how well respected he is around the world, that is certainly a part of why this is going to be so attractive to people.
So it starts with the bookings, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having him be so dedicated to this and to coming back to Detroit shines a light on what we do and what Ishmael's been doing for decades. So I think that is a big part of this. The other thing is that people that really, really love music get to see some of the best musicians that are right here in Detroit perform live. And so the irony of all of this is that everybody that is going to be performing as part of the Don Was All-Star Review and the Concert of Colors are going to be performing to the biggest audience ever with no audience in front of them. because of, and I know it doesn't really make that much sense, but it's really how it will play out because there are so many outlets for which people to see it. And I think, you know, the fact that people around the world will be able to watch it and people in Metro Detroit who maybe never went to the Concert of Colors might be introduced to it for the very first time because of the way it's going to be presented this year. So I'm very optimistic and very hopeful. We are, you know, when we shoot all these performances, we will be doing it very, very safely. We're excited, you know, to expose some of these artists to the world. And, you know, we couldn't get everybody originally that we wanted because they were all booked. And now, since everybody is staying home and musicians are not touring, we had people that we thought we couldn't get, we got them.
How is the lineup shaping up? Can you tell us?
We had talked about, actually, Ishmael came up with the idea last year of doing blues music. And I think it was Don who suggested doing a tribute to John Lee Hooker. And since John Lee Hooker is a Michigander and spent an awful lot of his time in Detroit, it felt like a really good idea to do a tribute to John Lee Hooker. And so we have everyone from Laith El-Saadi, you know, who was brought to prominence in a bigger way than in Detroit during his time on The Voice. The War and Treaty, who now have been touring the world, so it seems, they were not going to be able to join us. They are going to be able to join us. And they did their first Detroit performance at the Concert of Colors as part of the Don Was All-Star Review in 2017. So to have them come back for this is really exciting for us. And then we've got Chris Canis. We've got Kelvin Cook. Actually, we have three artists who actually knew and performed with John Lee Hooker: Kelvin Cook, Billy Davis, and Emmanuel Young. These gentlemen have an incredible collective history. And so we got all three of them. Thornetta Davis will be there. Tino Gross with John Sinclair and Harmonica Shaw. Chris Canis and Tasha Owens. So we are so thrilled to have this very impressive lineup to pay tribute to John Lee Hooker.
Ishmael, tell us about the pieces that you've been working on.
Well, there are a bunch. One of the things is that the Concert of Colors is also a coalition of the different arts institutions downtown, the Charles Wright Museum, the DIA, the Midtown Inc., the DSO, Historical Museum, Science Museum, the Hellenic Center, the Scarab Club, University of Michigan, and many others. And they've also all been involved, even though they won't be presenting. For instance, Charles Wright will be presenting a jazz thing that will be a lot of top Detroit jazz musicians in a tribute to Charlie Bird Parker. Roy Ayers will be coming to town.
Oh, wow.
He's really perfect for what's going on in the world.
He just made a fantastic record with Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Adrian Young, who people know from the Midnight Hour.
Yeah. Also, we are working on Digging Roots, which is kind of the top Native American band in the world right now. They're in Canada, about 300 or 400 miles north of Detroit. We're trying to get them across the border, and we're hoping that the Canadian border will open up for that to happen. We have a lot of Detroit bands, Orchestra Inspiration, led by Osvaldo Rivera, who is kind of the father of Latin music in Detroit. Sean Blackman will be doing a Balkan European kind of thing. He's kind of Mr. World Music in Detroit as well. We have a band coming from the West Coast, Atitya Ensemble, which is an East Indian jazz performing group, and the vocals are quite amazing. We have many others. I won't go through the list. It's looking like we're going to add another day. We're set for October 7th through the 10th, but it looks like we're going to be adding another day for a techno band, which we're signing that couldn't play movement because of the situation, but will be joining us.
Oh, wow. You know, this has been a really crazy couple of months for Detroit. And I just wonder, Ishmael, this has always been an event about community and about how we are together, you know, how we rejoice together, how we grieve together sometimes. Why was it important in a moment of revolution to keep this event going?
Well, I think it's because, you know, there are many things that have stood for resistance in Detroit and the world, and many of them are episodic, but Concert of Colors has been an ongoing voice for change and community and resistance, and this year even more so. So I think it's going to play a really important role during this period. I also think that we want to emphasize all of the work that's being done for a better America during this period. So I'm looking forward to it. I do want to make sure that me and Ann get to tell you about the project that we're working on. There are a couple of things taking place when the Concert of Colors normally happens in July. In fact, next week, and Ann and I will be doing a special show together for 2 hours on WDET, and I'll let Ann talk about it.
Ann, please. Is this a This Island Earth takeover or an essential? I guess it's sort of the crossover.
Yeah, this coming Sunday, as a matter of fact, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Ishmael and I will sit down and sort of take a trip down memory lane, the Don Was All-Star Review memory lane, and look back and listen to some of the performances that, you know, took place. And they were recorded beautifully. And Ishmael and I will talk about the history of the Don Was All-Star Review. You know, I was lucky enough to join the review in 2015 when we did the tribute to the Electrifying Mojo. That was sort of my introduction, and I've been lucky to have been asked to participate in a more profound way as the years have gone on. But before I showed up, there were incredible performances, and Ishmael and I will talk about those and certainly some of the ones that took place after I joined the review. So it is, this incredible history of performances with packed audiences of people that simply love music and love to see Detroiters play it. And this will just be an opportunity that Ishmael and I have never done. We've never done a show together, and we certainly haven't done a show playing all of these amazing live performances. So that's going to happen this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. on WDET.
We'll consider that the pre-funk for the actual show.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask, is there any concern about keeping the performers safe?
Absolutely. The DIA and all of the arts institutes are creating a set of protocols, not only for their opening, but for their usage, and they're fairly stringent. This taping will be very different than anything we've done. People will come in with masks. They will be separated before they perform. Food will be potted. And we are trying to make the best arrangements both for travel and lodging as we possibly can. I know I talked to Don, and Don is a little worried, and I respect that about coming here, but he's made the commitment to do it anyway. He cares that much. And I think that's true of many of the other artists who really think that their art is important to what we're doing and want to be a part of it, but they also want to be safe, and we're going to do everything we can. That's why we don't have an audience. We don't want to put all the great people that have become our community at risk. So this is the best way we can do it.
I mean, guys like Roy Ayers, you don't want to take chances with his health or anyone's, truly.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd say is that this is going to be streamed worldwide, and there is a network of world music festivals across the planet and Mark's Lane Marketing, and a group called Rock, Scissors, Paper, who are national world music marketers and technologists, are going to help us to work with festivals across the planet to get this out as well. And the interesting thing is that when we talk to the people who do this, they say that this coming from Detroit in particular is really going to be the important part of it.
Both of you have a pretty good vantage point from which to see what's happening in the industry right now. Looking at the larger business, that summer touring income is so important to so many artists. How do you see the pandemic ultimately affecting the industry?
Let me say it this way. There are more people than the performers who are being affected by this. So Live Nation, as a matter of fact, launched a campaign to raise money called Crew Nation because of so many people who work on the crews and travel with the bands and are roadies. That's a very old school term, of course, but who make these shows
happen. But still
very
critical.
Yes, it's very critical. And so they're being greatly affected. I mean, I get an email every day that this tour and that tour has been postponed until the fall of 2021. So it's going to be a while before all of that gets back to normal. Musicians, some are being more creative than others. They're locked down, and so they're making a lot of music. They're all trying to find ways to still connect with their audiences. For some of them, it's going to be a long road back because maybe they play smaller venues and it's going to be harder to social distance and make money and have enough people. So all of those challenges are coming. But I will say that between the Black Lives Matter movement and sort of being stuck in one place and being very, very thoughtful, some musicians are doing some incredible work. It'll be interesting to see how they continue to introduce that to the world. Everything is online. And so for some people, it can be overwhelming to keep track of what everyone is doing because there's so much out there. But I think the business will bounce back. People will need to feel safe and comfortable going to a show. And that is going to be the challenge when the time comes. So for right now, everybody is just in a holding pattern. And it's very unusual because this is concert season. This is when so many things would be happening and there would be more shows than you know what to do with. So things are different for sure.
Anne DeLisi hosts Essential Listening on WDET. Ishmael Ahmed is also a familiar presence on WDET with his world music show, This Island Earth, and he is one of the founders of the Concert of Colors. Ishmael, Anne, it's so good to hear your voices. Please take care, and we can't wait for the show.
Take care.
Thank you so
Peace,
much.
Love, and justice.